Good morning, everyone. Hopefully you've got access to a Bible in front of you, because we're now going to turn to John chapter 19. This weekend, we've been making our way through John's account of the crucifixion. And this morning, we're going to move on to the next part of the story. So please do open a Bible and turn to John chapter 19. And we're going to be reading from verse 38. To start with, we're going to look at verses 38 to 42, and I suggest that we all read these verses out loud together, because that will help us all to concentrate. And before we read, let's pray and ask God for help. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege we have of looking at your word. Thank you that your word is true and right and trustworthy. Help us to believe your word. Help us to believe more and more that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. And we pray in his name. Amen. Let's read from John chapter 19, verses 38 to 42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 35 kilograms. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it, with the spices, in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Well, in the early stages of this virus, everybody thought we needed one thing. And people queued at the shops for it. People were holding it up like it was a trophy. Fights even broke out over it. Of course, I am talking about loo roll. People were acting as if loo roll was the one thing we needed, as if this was going to save us. But we soon learned, didn't we, that this virus is much more serious than that. And so our country's leaders got involved more. Here's a picture of Boris. I'll put him up here. And our leaders, our government, our scientific leaders have done a wonderful job, haven't they? But it's become clear that even they cannot stop us from the effects of this virus. And Boris Johnson himself this week has been in hospital. We need something more than loo roll. And we need someone else other than our leaders. Why? Well, because ultimately this virus has reminded us of the reality of death. And neither our loo roll or our leaders can help us in the face of death, can they? And so I want to suggest this morning that we need the Lord Jesus, because he can help us in the face of death. We're going to learn two things this morning, and the first is this: Jesus' body was put in the tomb. Let's say that all together. Jesus' body was put in the tomb. John has just been telling us how Jesus died as the Passover lamb. Though we are sinners and though we deserve punishment from God, Jesus took that punishment as he died on the cross. But those who killed Jesus, well, they still need to do something with Jesus' body. Fortunately for them, a chap named Joseph comes along and he asks Pilate for Jesus' body. another Jewish man, Nicodemus, joins Joseph, and together they cover Jesus's body in myrrh and aloes and spices, and then they wrap his body in linen. And they place his body in the tomb. Jesus' body was put in the tomb. Hopefully we can remember that by now. But I want you to imagine how the disciples felt. After all, they'd put all their hopes and dreams in Jesus. They were trusting that he would save them. And now it looks as if his body is no more. It was put in the tomb. And you might be thinking, well, hold on, David, you said earlier that we need this Lord Jesus. But how can he help us? How can he save us from sin and death? But you see, verse 42 is not the end of the story. Let's look again at the next part as we read on. And again, read with me out loud, please, from verse 1 of chapter 20 through to verse 10. Let's read it. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. You see, whilst the first half of our passage this morning teaches us that Jesus' body was put in the tomb, in these verses, we see that Jesus' body is not in the tomb. Let's say that out loud together. Jesus' body is not in the tomb. Jesus' body was put in the tomb. But Jesus' body is not in the tomb. On Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb, but she sees that the stone has been removed from the entrance. And so she runs and she finds Peter and John. And look at what she says to them with me near the end of verse 2. She says, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." She knows that Jesus' body is not in the tomb, and so she thinks that someone must have stolen it. And so Peter and John, they run to the tomb, and we're given lots of details as to what they see. What does John see? Well, let's look. Verse 5, John bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there. What does Peter see? Well, again, let's look halfway through verse 6. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. What do they see? Well, they see linen, don't they? They go to the tomb, the body's not there, but they see the linen that Jesus' body was wrapped in. But why does John keep talking about linen? Why does John think it's really important for us to know that the linen was left in the tomb? Well, one reason could be that it shows that Mary's idea is wrong. Jesus' body wasn't stolen. After all, why take a worthless body and leave behind linen and spices that would have been worth some money? But more importantly, it's meant to make us think of another event. You see, earlier on in John's Gospel, Jesus was at the grave of his friend Lazarus. But amazingly, Jesus raises Lazarus out of the grave. But when Lazarus comes out of the grave, John tells us he's still wearing his grave clothes. He's still got the linen wrapped around his body and he's still got a cloth around his head. Why are we told this? Well, it's clear, isn't it? Lazarus, in some sense, is still wearing his grave clothes because he's going to die again. And yet here later on in John, we're at another tomb, another empty tomb, and the linen has been left behind. It's clear, isn't it? Jesus is no longer dead. He's alive. He's been raised again. That's what John believes when he sees. And that's why we're celebrating this morning, because today in particular, we remember that Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus is alive again. But more than that, Jesus was no longer wearing his grave clothes. They were left behind in the grave. Why? Well, because Jesus was raised never to die again. Whilst Lazarus would die again, Jesus never died again. Though Jesus' body was put in the tomb, Jesus' body is not in the tomb. Jesus has been raised from death and Jesus is alive now. And this means that there is a person who can help us in the face of death. Earlier on, we tried to learn a Bible verse together, didn't we? I wonder if you can remember it. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." The verse ends with a question. Do you believe this? And it's a question we need to ask of ourselves, isn't it? Do we believe this? Do you believe this? Indeed, we can believe it. We can believe Jesus is the resurrection. We can believe that Jesus rose again from the dead because we have the very words of John, the one who was there, who saw it. And we also have the words of the Old Testament. And the disciples didn't understand at this point in the story that verse 9, the scriptures tell us that Jesus had to rise from the dead. You see, you and I can believe that Jesus rose from the dead. We can believe that he is the risen King, but more than that, it's not just that we can believe it, we must believe it. We must believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Because here is a man who has done something no one else has ever or will ever do. Here is a man whose body was put in the tomb, whose body is not in the tomb. Here is a man who has been raised never to die again. Here is a man who can give you and me life after death. You see, Lurol might get us through our isolation. Our leaders may take us through coronavirus. But neither Lurol nor our leaders can take us through the grave, can they? There's only one person who can help in that situation, the risen Lord Jesus. And so we must believe in him. Because through simple trust and belief in him, we can be confident. Confident that though we will die, like him, we will be raised. And we will be raised to live with him for all eternity. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much that the Lord Jesus went to the tomb for us to take our death. But thank you, Father, even more that though his body was put in the tomb, his body is not in the tomb. Thank you that we can be confident that he was raised from death. And so if our trust is in him, we too will be raised to live with him and you for all eternity. Thank you for the hope that we have because Jesus was raised. Help us to remember this, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing again now as we close our time together, and it's a great song to help us remember that the tomb is empty. Jesus' body is not in the tomb. Why? Because he is the risen King. Great news that we need to be told. Great news that everybody else needs to be told. So please do join in as the music begins.